Hello and good evening to all the listeners of Radio Free Voice. This is your host HMA broadcasting from my home base studio in Pakistan. As you've seen the title, this episode is unlike others that we have done so far, and the aim of this episode is to highlight the flood call, the flood relief activities which are gearing up in Pakistan. It has been an unprecedented catastrophe since May 2022. The usual monsoon season, it started prematurely, and as we record this episode, it's still ongoing. That has not been seen previously, and its impact are devastating. I can just give you an overview. The latest estimate put some 58% of the total area in Pakistan impacted in a major way due to the flooding, and unfortunately, the remote areas of regions of Balochistan, of Sindh and southern Punjab, and Khyber Pakhtunkhwa, that we call KPK, they have been impacted the most. They are already quite underdeveloped areas, and the issue which makes the crisis more severe is since 2021. The economic, the political situation in Pakistan is far from ideal, and there is a complete meltdown of the economic activities. And the government is still pursuing a bailout, much needed bailout from the IMF. It's a long debate in terms of the reasons. Some are external, some are internal, the political instability, a lack of long-term sightedness. But what has happened, this shortcoming, and then coupled with the floods, they have created a perfect storm, and nobody is suffering but the natives of the areas where unprecedented rain and subsequently flood have impacted. They are suffering, and they are suffering big time. I can just shed some light on the estimates. This is an agrarian country, and when you have floods of this scale, the primary livelihood, which is the agriculture, the standing crops, they are absolutely in ruin. For instance, like, we were in the peak of our cotton season in terms of the farmers, and some 90% of the crop, as per estimate, is totally washed away. And this is not a scattered episode. Just in the wheat season, the same crisis was seen. It wasn't the flood at that time, but as you know, this country is one of the most impacted country due to climate change. So a southern heat wave reduced the productivity, and the farmers were already suffering when they went into this cycle. Another primary livelihood or source of survival is the livestock that's being managed in the rural areas. But unfortunately, as per latest estimates, and let me tell you, these areas are so scattered, so remote, that the final tally, it will take a lot of time. And unfortunately, the rain, it hasn't stopped, it's ongoing, and this situation will get even worse, unfortunately. So the estimates put some 0.7 million livestock that has been washed away, and the one which is left, it won't survive, because there is no, if the humans are in the open sky awaiting relief and rescue, this state has very limited resources to cater for this crisis, and for that it will be donors, individual donors, internally, externally, across the globe, through we've seen the phenomena of crowdfunding and GoFundMe and these sort of things. They have really, really brought the entire world together. Anything happening in one part of the world, it is felt in the other part, and you have the means to contribute. What we will do is we will be sharing details, portfolios and links of the leading organization which are on ground, engaged in the work and helping out the people. So the request through this platform will be to look into this thing, and whatever you can contribute, do contribute. And it's about relief and rehab at this time. It's an evolving situation, and things, the aftermath, the ripple effect, that will be more severe. Right now, as per estimate, it's till November that the window is there, because then the winter season will set in and it will be terrible. These areas, these are inaccessible in normal days, and now more than 3,000 to 4,000 kilometers of road link has been washed away. So virtually there is no way of reaching them apart from some specialized means, like using ships or air supply, and wherever possible utilizing machinery of large scale to enable the supply. But it's very difficult in terms of the local resources with the state to help this. And for that, this episode is for all those listening out there to play your part, be the part of this global community, this global feeling, and something we call as global common, where we all feel for each other. So in this time of need, you need to come up, you need to support the people who are suffering in the open sky, in the after effect. The floods are very, they're very merciless, because the water, once it stays, it breaks into a lot of epidemics, diseases like cholera, diarrhea. We got infants, they survive on the livestock. With this washed away, there will be no mean for them to survive in a country where 1 out of 5 children is already stunted. This is a nightmare, and unless we all unite and we all work for the relief and rehab, it will be a catastrophe unfolding right in front of your eyes. So it's a humble call to all the listeners out there and those of your extended contacts to share this thing, to share the words with them, that this requires your assistance. And do consider, and good deeds are never unpaid, and in this time of need they are looking for you, and you must consider helping through all available means, which we will try our best to share with you in coming episodes. Thank you very much.